Hello everybody, this lesson comes courtesy of Billy Goat Karaoke, and his thread reads, "Hi, I have a text area component that loads external text into it, and I was wondering how you control the font size for the text that appears in it. I can't find any font parameters. Do I have to add something to the AS of the external text function, or what do I need to add? Cheers, Sean." Okay, well, it comes courtesy of Sean, sorry. Alright, so what we'll do is, I'm here in a new Flash ActionScript 3 file. We'll drag out the text area component from the components library. Here's text area, drag it out to stage, and I'm just going to set the size manually. Let's go to 400 by 200. Let's give an instance name of TA. Underscore txt, text area underscore txt. So ta underscore txt is the instance name on it. And now let's put some code here. Let's make a new layer. And on that new layer, let's type in a string. Actually, let's type in two strings, so I'll show you two different sizes. My string one, this is a string type variable. And we'll also, let's just type in as a value, string value is hello little world, exclamation. Now let's take that line and copy it, and let's just say you had another value going in, another external section, or another section of external text coming in. Say hello big world. And normally you would only have one external string coming in, but I just wanted to show you how you could format two of them if you wanted in different ways. Okay, so now let's just write in TA. Let's put in the instance name for that text component, text area component. TA underscore TXT. And we're going to use the HTML property, HTML text property. That way we can have it render HTML in the string. And we're going to say HTML text is equal, and we put everything in between single quotes here, and then we put the semicolon. In between the single quotes, we're going to type in font size just like you would in HTML. It will now respect your HTML commands or formatting. Let's make this one -2 for the hello little world. And right here, we gotta close off that font tag. We're gonna put, after the single quote, the last single quote there, we're gonna put plus, space, space, plus, space, space, and two more single quotes. Now here, we're gonna type in the closing font tag here. And all we have to do is put in my string one right there. Now we press control enter, and you see you have nice little text that says hello little world. Now all we have to do is, you can append text. Well, actually, let's just put a line break here, br slash close the br, and we're gonna have font size plus 8. Make it really big. Plus 8. And then we put plus, space, space, plus, space, space, single quote, in between the single quote, we close the font tag there. There you go. My string 2 goes right there. Now let's press control enter, and there it is. Hello big world, and hello little world. This is -2 size, and this is font size of plus 8. And you can do a whole lot more formatting. Say you wanted this one to be underlined. You just pop in the HTML underline tag, close it off, control enter, or F12 in the browser.